even Robert E. Lee's wife, Mary Lee, who was directly descended from Martha Washington, the great-granddaughter, and by marriage to George Washington. She said, "Robert E. Lee is not the Confederacy. Richmond is not the Confederacy." That's how volatile the situation still was. How much longer would the war last? 3 weeks? 3 months? 6 months? As Lincoln knew and feared, throughout history such time spans had been enough to start, fight, and win wars, to unseat great dynasties, or to complicate the reconciliation to come. And 5 days later, Lincoln was dead. He was killed on April 14th at 10:14 at night. And William Seward, the Union's Secretary of State, was stabbed 5 times. Only Andrew Johnson escaped unscathed. Had he been assassinated that night, there would have been a complete decapitation of the Union government. I figured that the transition mechanism was all very simple. The vice president would become the president. In fact, the picture was far murkier and far more complex in April 1865, because, as it turned out when I went to check this question, the founders did not intend for the vice president to become president. They only intended for him to temporarily act as president until there was an election. So on that fateful evening, Lincoln was shot, and Seward was ailing with 5 wounds, and Johnson had never been expected to become a president. He was widely written off as a buffoon in Washington circles,